Wow! Someone suggested this, that I look this up, and I did.
Did you? You did.
Fantastic. So, The Lord of the Rings is over 12 hours, the series of movies. Yeah. 12 plus
hours. How many movies are there?
There's three of them.
Okay.
It's three movies.
I liked those.
Yeah.
Thought they were good.
Oh, it's amazing. Lord of the Rings is fantastic. Would you care to guess
for
how many times a female character speaks to another female character? Even a line.
I'm sticking with my inclination. Four.
Guess again.
Two.
Guess again.
Zero.
Zero.
Never happens?
Not one time in 12 hours of screen time does a female character speak to another female character in Lord of the Rings.
Wow.
Is that like a don't speak until spoken to situation? Or
yeah, what is that? Well, I'm trying to think of the main... It's been so long. Who are the main female characters in
that's
that?
That's mind-blowing.
Well, there's like the Liv Tyler elvish character. Yeah. That's the one I think of. But...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Any others?
Yeah, there's Arwen, and then there's... Is it Galadriel? And
sure.
There's another one of the elf ones that I forget. But yeah, they don't speak a word to each other. You know, there's a handful of times where they're in the same scene, but they do not speak to each other. So not only does that fail that test you were talking about, it fails it miserably.
The Bechdel test.
The Bechdel test.
So are we now supposed to judge it negatively because of that?
I'm not judging anything. Lord of the Rings is great.
Somewhere Oprah's pissed.
Probably. Go watch Kill Bill. Kill
YouTube
Bill's
says
fantastic.
That we should blame the author of the books, J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, blame him. And Peter Jackson, that bitch.
So Dan Lanning mentioned continuity with his staff today.
Yes.
At the press conference out there in Las Vegas today, where the Ducks were hanging out for Big Ten Media Day today.
Is this what led you to do math?
Yeah, well, I didn't really even do math. I found a story that I thought had some good numbers in it.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding continuity, because continuity is not a thing in college football anymore.
No, not really.
Because just as much as players bounce around, transfer portal and everything, so do coaches.
Yeah.
More so. And, you know, like, if an offensive coordinator has a good year, he's getting a head coaching job.
See Kenny Dillingham.
So.
And Will Stein, by the way. I think Oregon, the last, because this is year four under Dan Lanning, if I'm not mistaken, I believe they have led... it's either the Power Four, or they may have just led all of Division I football in scoring every year since he's been there. And if Will Stein does that again, guess what? Will Stein's going to be head coach somewhere.
So the point is, and I think Football Scoop had this, where the four most important positions are the head coach, the offensive coordinator, the defensive coordinator, and nowadays, the head strength coach.
Yeah. Or you can make the argument, too, now, whether that's the GM or chief of staff, whatever you want to call that guy.
Well, they went with head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and head strength coach.
Sure.
And they looked at every school in FBS. There are now 136 schools in FBS.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and looked at those four positions, those being the four key positions. They call it the core four.
Yeah.
What percentage of college football schools... return their core four?
Gosh, half, 50%.
40%.
40%.
So 56 of 136 return their core four. Of those 56, mm-hmm. 38 are entering just their second season with the core four in place.
Yeah.
That only leaves 18 schools, or 13% of the core four of staffs in FBS, that have been together for more than 2 years. That's crazy.
Yeah.
13%.
Yeah.
Now, the Ducks, as Dan Lanning mentioned today, they are entering their third season mm-hmm. with the core four in place.
Yeah, so Stein, LePoy, him, and then...
Wilson.
Yeah,
Wilson Love.
Wilson Love.
So the Ducks... they are one of... And that is Wilson Love.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
He's insane. Yeah. The Ducks are one of 12 schools... that are in a third season together with their core four. Mm-hmm. Only 12.
Okay.
Georgia, Tennessee, BYU, a couple of others in there. Schools where the core four are on their fourth season together, there are only three.
Yes, that's rarefied air.
Virginia.
Which, whatever.
Air Force.
Whatever.
And SMU.
All right, SMU, that one's intriguing.
That is interesting.
Yeah, because SMU was a playoff team last year.
There is one school their core four is on their fifth season. And this one's a bit of a shocker.
It's not a service academy?
Nope.
Because I would think that at places like that, like BYU, we always had some stability because, you know, in order to have those positions, most of the time you have to be LDS and there's not a lot of turnover there. I would think it's a niche place like that. Stanford, BYU, service academy, maybe, you know, a hard school, an academic school.
It is Texas.
Texas, huh?
Yes.
Maybe Sark, they're just paying better than everybody.
Sark, his OC, his DC, and his head strength coach have all been together. This will be their fifth season. And there's only one school in all of FBS that has their core four for their sixth season or more.
Hmm.
And three of these guys, three of the four, have been together for 10 years, which is, I mean, that's unheard of in college football.
What do we got?
It's very random. I'm speaking of Toledo.
Toledo.
Yeah, Jason Candle, I think is his name, the head coach. They've been together a long time.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's it.
That's crazy.
That is it. So the Ducks, believe it or not, the Ducks seem to have had a lot of turnover over the last, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, right? Mm-hmm. Dan Lanning's moving into his fourth season now.
Sure.
You know, you lost Kenny Dillingham. The Ducks are actually in the top, basically the top 6% of continuity with staff in college football.
You're living in a world now with the transfer portal and kids and unlimited transfers and now coaches that continuity is just, it's just not what it once was. I remember when, you know, the big deal was like Saban was kind of the pioneer of this, that he just turned over. He had such massive turnover because it used to be a death sentence. Remember Clemson was rolling and then they lost their defensive coordinator. They lost Chad Morris, who was their offensive coordinator. It was like they had that staff together with Morris and Venables and they went on that run. And then when it left, it was some people thought that Dabo got exposed a little bit, right? That it really wasn't maybe a Dabo thing. It was the staff he'd built around him. Oklahoma had this when some guys started leaving Bob Stoops and it never was quite the same again. But Saban was the guy that kind of turned that on his ear because, I mean, Kirby stayed there for a long time, but Nick was the de facto defensive coordinator. But I think he won national championships with like 5 different OCs. Like it didn't matter. He just would cycle through guys. And we talked about how truly unique and special that was, but it does feel like, and those numbers bear it out, that this is just becoming the reality of college football. You have to stay mobile. You're not going to be able to have a staff together year after year. I mean, think about this. Ohio State finally won a national title under Ryan Day, and the very next year they lost their defensive coordinator to one of their, what, maybe second, third biggest rival in Penn State. I mean, that's just, isn't that insane? And by the way, not for a better job, not for a promotion, same job, the Ohio State defensive coordinator, Jim Knowles, left to go to Penn State. Same job, lateral move from Ohio State to Penn State. That's just college football.
All right, Dan Lanning indeed made headlines out there in Vegas, and we'll tell you what he said to do that next on 105.1 The Fan.